What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, exclusively here as always on the Casa D18 Studios channel. I, of course, am your host, the Renegade JJ Williams, and today we stick within the Superman mythos, but we're going to talk about his cousin and 1984's Supergirl, starring Helen Slater, Faye Dunaway, Peter O'Toole, Mia Farrow, and Hart Boschner. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me here once again for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. And like I said during the introduction, today we're going to stick within the Superman mythos, but we're going to talk about his cousin, Supergirl. And our movie opens with Kara Zor-El, who is the cousin of Kal-El, Superman, and the niece of Jor-El. And Kara lives in Argo City, an isolated Kryptonian community which managed to survive the planet's destruction by being transported into a pocket of trans-dimensional space called the Survival Zone. A man named Zaltar allows Kara to see a unique and immensely powerful item known as the Omega Hedron, which Zaltar has borrowed without the knowledge of the city government, and which powers the city itself. However, a mishap leads to the Omega Hedron being rocketed into space, so Kara takes a ship and follows it to Earth in order to recover it and save the city, undergoing a transformation into Supergirl in the process. On Earth, the Omega Hedron is recovered by Selina, a power-hungry, would-be witch who is assisted by her cohort, Bianca, who is seeking to free herself from a relationship with the warlock, Nigel. Now, while not knowing exactly what it is, Selina quickly realizes that the Omega Hedron is powerful and can give her true magic. Supergirl arrives on Earth and is granted powers by its environment and the radiation of our sun. And while searching for the Omega Hedron, she creates the alter ego of Linda Lee, cousin of Clark Kent, and ends up enrolling into an all-girls school where she befriends Lucy Lane, the younger sister of Lois Lane, who just so happens to be attending at the same school. At the school, Supergirl also meets and becomes enamored with Ethan, a school groundskeeper. Ethan also catches the eye of Selina, who drugs him with a love potion, which will make him fall in love with the first person he sees for an entire day. Ethan regains consciousness in Selina's absence and wanders out into the streets. An angry Selina uses her newfound powers to animate a construction vehicle in order to retrieve Ethan, causing chaos as it does so. Supergirl, disguised as Linda, rescues Ethan, causing him to fall in love with her instead of Selina. Supergirl and Selina proceed to battle, but Selina captures Ethan and then proceeds to trap Supergirl and sends her to the Phantom Zone. Now powerless, Supergirl wanders the bleak landscape and eventually encounters Zaltar, who has exiled himself to the Phantom Zone as a punishment for losing the Omega Hedron. Zaltar assists Kara in escaping the Phantom Zone, sacrificing his own life in the process to do so. Back on Earth, Selina uses the Omega Hedron to make herself a princess on Earth, with Ethan as her lover and consort. Supergirl emerges from the Phantom Zone through a mirror, regains her powers, and confronts Selina, who uses the Omega Hedron to summon a gigantic shadow demon. The demon is on the verge of defeating Supergirl when suddenly she hears Zoltar's voice urging her to continue to fight on. Supergirl breaks free, and Nigel tells her that the only way to defeat Selina is to turn the demon against her. Supergirl complies and creates a whirlwind, which traps Selina, who is then attacked and incapacitated by the demon as the whirlwind pulls in Bianca as well. The three are sucked through the mirror portal, which promptly returns, trapping them all forever. Free from Selina's spell, Ethan admits his love for Linda, knowing that she and Supergirl are one and the same. He also understands that she must leave and go save Argo City, and that he may never see her again. Our movie ends with Kara returning the Omega Hedron to a darkened Argo City, which then begins to light up once again. I can see why a lot of people crap on this film. This definitely had its really bad moments. I feel like it's one of those things that couldn't really figure out where it wanted to go. The points where it was good, I feel like it was really good. The points where it was bad, it was really bad. I really liked Helen Slater as Supergirl. I thought that she was beautiful. And especially when she would transform into Linda Lee and ditch the blonde hair for brunette hair, something about the transformation there really made her seem more wholesome, more down to earth, more girl next door. And her smile, her smirk, just really kind of brightened up the screen. Supergirl, you know, I mean, basically having the exact same outfit as Superman, except wearing a skirt instead. Maybe they could have done something a little bit more different. But again, she was an attractive woman. They definitely played it up for the sex appeal. Not going to lie or argue on that. The whole thing with Ethan and the feud with Selina over him, I could have taken or left that. Honestly, I feel like where this movie excelled was when Helen Slater was Linda, not as much as when she was Supergirl. I did like the Linda and Ethan romance to a certain degree, because you never really knew where he was. Was he still under the spell? Was he falling for her on his own? But their dynamic, I feel, was really good. Selina and Ethan, not believable whatsoever. You can understand why she needed to place him under a spell. The demon, just bad. Just bad. I wanted to buy into it, but it was so cheesily done that I couldn't. You know, with all the star power that was in this film, you would expect it to be a little bit better. But alas, it wasn't. When it comes to my rating for Supergirl, I'm going to give it 2 out of 5 stars. Like I said, there were a couple things that I really enjoyed. I enjoyed Helen Slater, especially as Linda Lee. But aside from that and the romance with Ethan, I don't feel like there was really enough in this film to keep me invested, make me want to watch it again and again, suck me into the universe. Hopefully, we'll have a little bit of a better showing tomorrow with Superman 4. But again, much like this one, I've heard so much negative about it. I don't have high hopes. 2 out of 5 stars, though, for Supergirl. What do you guys think? Those of you that have seen it, let me know. If you're watching the premiere, leave your thoughts and comments over here. If you're watching on demand later in the day, leave your thoughts and comments down here. Whatever you do, though, when you get out there on social media, let's try to get those hashtags trending. Hashtag Casa D18 Studios, hashtag Renegades Reviews, hashtag Renegade Returns, and of course, the ever popular hashtag Shenanigans.
Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you. Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money's made.
Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, when we go back to Metropolis for the final time for now, and we take a look at Christopher Reeve's final role as Superman, Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. As I've stated a couple times, this is the only one that I recall having seen when I was younger, so it's going to be very interesting to revisit it, especially knowing everything that I've been told by other people about how bad of a film this is. It's going to be interesting to revisit it some 30 years later, take another look at it through new glasses, new eyes, if you will, and see how bad a film this really is. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and if I'm being honest, I'm also kind of dreading it, because I don't want it to be a Howard the Duck situation where I sit back and I watch it and I'm like, what the hell was I thinking when I was younger? But by everything that I've heard and been told, it's probably how I'm going to feel. But that's tomorrow. So you're going to have to just tune in tomorrow to the Casa D18 Studios channel to an all new episode of Renegades Reviews when I take a look at it and chat it up right here with you guys. To all my loyal fans and viewers out there tuning in, watching the premiere, leaving your thoughts and comments over here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Likewise, all my loyal fans and viewers out there tuning in a little bit later in the day, watching on demand, leaving your thoughts and comments down here, thank you very much. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate all my loyal fans and viewers that tune in on a regular basis. Show me that love, support, give me those views. Thank you very much for watching. I will see you guys next time.